song there about coal. Those were protesters today at the International Climate Summit in Bonn, Germany. They interrupted a panel on coal and natural gas sponsored by the United States. Yes, there is an official American presence at the summit, even though President Trump has promised to pull the U.S. out of the Paris climate deal. U.S. delegates are working with representatives of nearly 200 countries to hammer out the rule book for the implementation of the Paris Accord. Katie Wirth is covering the talks in Bonn for our partners at Frontline and Ground Truth. So I want to get to that event in a moment with the singing protesters. But first of all, what is the U.S. delegation actually doing there in Bonn? And is it just less visible than usual?
Yes, it's definitely got a smaller footprint than usual. Last year, Obama sent about 80 people from the executive branch. This year, there's fewer than 30. But they are here, and that's because even though Trump has vowed to withdraw from the climate accord, he can't actually do that until 2020. And in the meantime, he's sending a delegation to represent U.S. interests.
Right. A smaller delegation, for sure. Now, that protest we were hearing, that was from the U.S.'s only official event this evening in Bonn. It was a panel, as I said, promoting efficient coal and more natural gas as an answer to climate change. What was the message at that panel? And was it government officials or private industry on the panel?
It was both. It was led by a Trump administration official. The panel also had executives from the coal giant Peabody Energy, which is the largest private coal company in the world, and the industry group, the U.S. Energy Association. And they were saying fossil fuel deserves a seat at the table at Bonn, and that fossil fuels and coal are part of the solution to climate change. They say fossil fuels will be part of the equation for the foreseeable future. So to make them cleaner is the best way to mitigate climate change.
This is a climate change conference all about cutting carbon emissions, and the only U.S. event is promoting coal and fossil fuels. How did that go over with people in Bonn?
It didn't go over well. It was met with a lot of derision from environmentalists who feel the actual solution to climate change is leaving fossil fuels in the ground, especially as the price of renewable energy is approaching the price of fossil fuels. Environmentalists say it's irresponsible to continue pushing fossil fuels as an answer to climate change.
Were there people at that event who booed the United States and the people behind the table?
Yes, absolutely. About half the audience were activists who, about 10 minutes into the presentation, began singing, as we just heard. And then towards the end of the presentation, when the panel was opened up for questions, there were many questions that were kind of stinging insults of the Trump administration and questioning why they would come to this forum with that message.
So apart from this one event that the U.S. hosted, how are the U.S. delegates acting in these closed-door negotiating meetings?
Well, what I've heard is that in some negotiating rooms, the U.S. is still being considered a helpful and constructive presence, but in others, it's lost most of its clout and credibility. So, for example, one of the sticking points this year is how countries will prove they're reducing their emissions. So in other words, like on one end of the spectrum, it could work like the honor system, like a nation could be like, hey, we did it, you know, go us. And on the other end of the spectrum is kind of detailed accounting of emissions by day, by place. And the Trump delegation's position on this is fairly similar to Obama's, which is that more transparency in accounting is better. And that's, of course, because the U.S. already has all of that set up. So on this issue, the U.S. has retained its leadership role in the negotiating tables. But there are other issues where the U.S. delegation is being seen as completely obstructionist. Most importantly, that's in climate financing. So the U.S. had pledged $3 billion to the Green Climate Fund, which is a fund for small, vulnerable nations to draw on as they try to adapt to climate change. And Trump has said that he won't put another cent into that fund. And the negotiating team is taking a hard line on it. And so that's not been well received, as you can imagine, by other negotiators. And it's seen as America reneging on its promises. So in those negotiations, the U.S. has lost most of its credibility and it's being seen as obstructionist.
So if you had to sum it up, Katie, what kind of reaction has the U.S. delegation been getting from everyone else at Bonn? Polite? Ignored?
from what I'm hearing, the negotiators at the table, people are being fairly gentle with them in general because these are career diplomats. Things might change this week because this is the week when the political people arrive, the high-level ministers, and the negotiating starts in earnest. And depending on what the administration says in the full plenary, the gloves might come off.
Polite, but watch out in the next few days.
Right, exactly.
Katie Wirth reporting from the UN Climate Summit in Bonn.